Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we hear our third Wheel of Fun game, where we randomly spin a wheel in the studio and play whatever Beach Boys cover tune from another artist that it lands on. We also hear a new track from the Black Flamingos, a newly released live tune from the Chris Casillo Trio, and tunes from The Ventures, Man or Astroman, The El Caminos, Jan and Dean, The Fender Four, our weekly trivia question, and so much more. Let's start it off with Russian band De Space Hobos and their tune Splashback on Catching a Wave.
We'll be right back.
From the album Walk, Don't Run, that's The Ventures, and the tune The Switch. Our weekly trivia question this week is, what popular instrumental song was initially created almost on the spot as a B-side in late 1962, and then released in early 1963, and took a journey of a couple of small record labels before being picked up for national distribution by a larger label, even released a couple times there, and selling over a million copies? We'll have the answer and the song later in the program. Now, coming up, we have our third Wheel of Fun game later in the show as well. We'll play some random Beach Boys covers, but let's hear a tune from the Beach Boys from their 1963 album Surfer Girl. This is Hawaii.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley. Do you wanna go?
Uh, Hi, everybody. This here is Chris Cassell, the guitar plucker, and I'm so glad to be here with Surfin' James Riley, also known as Jammin' James Riley. Stay tuned in. Stay tuned on.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Chris Casello Trio from the newly released project Live at Roberts and Elsewhere, referring to most of it being recorded at Roberts Western World in Nashville, Tennessee. Lots of good rockin' tunes on this one, including the tune we just played, their cover of Apache, the Margraves before that, and the tune That's Something. Up next from their release Neon Boneyard, it's the Black Flamingos and the Gurch. We'll be right back.
This is Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys, and we're all jamming with the ever so handsome James Riley.
It's Bruce Johnston from the Surfers Pajama Party album and their cover of Green Onions, recorded live at a fraternity house at UCLA. Now, Bruce told me that it reminded him of Animal House when he saw that years later. Still to come, the El Caminos, the Fender Four, and this one from Man or Astro Man, and the song titled Clean Up on Aisle Number 9 on Catching a Wave. We'll be right back. is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard the El Caminos from Japan and their tune Shock Wave, the Fender 4 before that, and Highway Surfer. Okay, now it's time to play Wheel of Fun, Fun, Fun. We spin this wheel with names of Beach Boys cover tunes by other artists, and we play whichever one it lands on. Up first is The Neanderthals, featuring Eddie Angel on guitar and their cover of Be True to Your School.
When some loud tiger tries to put me down and says the school is great, I tell them right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school now, just like you would to your girl or guy. Be true to your school now, and let your colors fly. Be true to your school. I got a letter to swear with the letter on top. I got my football and try. I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and tie. So be true to your school now, just like you would to your girl or guy. Be true to your school now, and let your colors fly. Be true to your school.
Up next in our Wheel of Fun, Fun, Fun game. We'll play whichever Beach Boys tune this lands on. This is The Astronauts covering Surfing USA from 1964.
Everybody's gone surfing USA.
If you're just now tuning in, we're doing a segment called Wheel of Fun, Fun, Fun here on Catching a Wave. We spin this wheel in the studio. And we play whatever Beach Boys cover tune it lands on. This one is from an instrumental album titled On Guitar, Dave Edmunds, Rags and Classics. It's Dave Edmunds covering God Only Knows. We're playing Wheel of Fun, Fun, Fun. Now let's give this another spin. We'll play whatever Beach Boys cover this lands on. And it's another Dave. Dave Alvin, formerly of The Blasters. He's been putting out great Americana music since then. It's his wonderfully unique cover of Surfer Girl on Catching a Wave.
Little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl?
Girl, surfer girl. Thank you.
the surf together, while our love would grow. And in my woody, I would take you everywhere I go. So I say from
our final tune in this week's Wheel of Fun segment. We spin the wheel and play whatever Beach Boys cover tune it lands on. Oh wow, it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers cranking up I Get Around on Catching a Wave.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Now, our trivia question this week is, what popular instrumental was recorded in late 1962 initially as a B-side, releasing early 1963 on a couple of different small labels before being picked up by a larger label, releasing internationally, actually a couple of times on that label, and selling over a million records. Now, more specific info. The song was recorded on the spot because the band needed a B-side to their single Surfer Joe. The crackling sound you hear at the beginning was from a band member's suggestion to have the sound imitating a breaking surfboard. It was first released on the Tiny DFS label in January of 1963. The next month, it was released on the Tiny Princess label. And in April, it was picked up and released all over by Dot Records and re-released 2 years later in April of 1965. It reached number two in the fall of 1963. And get this, in 1966, it came back to the charts, reaching number 16. Tons of covers, including Sandy Nelson, The Ventures, and so many more. This is The Safaris and Wipeout.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Been waiting for this day for such a long time. My engine's tuned up and she's running real fine. There's my girl. Wow, she looks pretty. She came to watch me race today here at Drag City.
Grab the lead and really show the way.
the Shantays and the tune Tragic Wind. Before that, the Killaways and Black Phantom Twang. We also heard from Jan and Dean from the album Drag City and the tune I Gotta Drive. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, check us out online, catchingawaveradio.com. It's catchingawaveradio.com. And let us know your comments and requests. We love playing requests for you. This is Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.